Former is none too shabby himself, a great friend of Ellen's and all that she stands for, and he is an institution himself. And so I don't think I need to say a whole lot more, and he'll take it from here. Let's have a hand for Don White.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Don. Come on. All right, so I've been thinking a little bit about my friend Ellen, so I wrote a little few thoughts down that I thought I would read here for her upcoming birthday party. I was once told that the way you have a life that you can feel good about as you are making your departure from it is to spend the first part figuring out what you love to do, the middle part getting good at it, and the last part giving it to the world. Now, I always liked this idea, but it always did seem a bit like an oversimplification. When I was young, I used to skip school and sit alone in Lynn Woods writing. How weird is that? I couldn't help it. I just loved letters and words and sentences and paragraphs and stories and stories and stories. Loved them. Couldn't get enough of them and couldn't imagine anything that could make me happier. Till I started writing songs and performing for audiences, then the writing that I thought was the end-all, top of the mountain, couldn't get any happier than this thing, turned out to be a woefully insufficient provider of happiness compared to my new best friend, performing. So, during the years when I was learning how to take what I love to do and deliver it to an audience in a way that would make them feel that their money was well spent and make me feel like I was doing something useful in the world, I just knew that this was where I wanted to be in my life and that there couldn't possibly be another transition that would give me more happiness. Now, during this time, I met Ellen Schmidt and we became friends. I was her performance coach for a while, so I got to spend a lot of time talking to her about music and life and writing and open mics. Like many of you here tonight, I quickly grew to adore her for all the things about her that are obvious, her heart, her compassion, and her deep sense of community. I have watched carefully through the years as she settled into being a grandmother and a matriarch with a quiet, regal grace and dignity that has impressed and intrigued me on many levels. Now, as I approach the age that Ellen was when we first became friends, I am so grateful to her for laying out this path for me to follow, a path that unveils the great wisdom, and that and the great wisdom is that the biggest joy and satisfaction that is available to us in this life is to take what we have learned and use it to nurture the dreams of other people. She is the best example of this that I have ever seen. Every week of her life, she creates a space where your dreams can come true. As soon as you can handle three songs without imploding, Ellen will give you a mini set. She has given more people their first gig than all the other open mic hosts and venue bookers combined. That's right. And she does it, I think, because she understands that all the knowledge and wisdom that a person accrues in their life is only turned into treasure in the service of others. Thank you, Ellen, for your beautiful music, your grace under pressure, your quiet wisdom, your immeasurable contributions to our community of misfits, and for this wonderful knowledge that a life well lived is one that uses what it has learned to water the seedlings of other people's dreams. Happy birthday, my friend.
Wow. Thank you, Don.